from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I saw once again, at least on social media, the conversation around Kauffman Stadium, not where the Royals are going to play, but the attendance. Last night, 13,000 at Kauffman Stadium announced. 13,000.
It's pretty bad.
On a Wednesday night in August, school's back in session. I understand all of that.
Activities are back, football, baseball, you know, not baseball. Not football,
the one thing people have to remember that are critical of the attendance numbers. One, school is back. Two, we all know that entertainment dollars are thin for everybody. And the other part is the repercussions of winning, the benefit of winning, attendance-wise usually comes the following season. They will see the attendance bump next season
because
across the board. But I think there is, like, this weekend is the test. I mean, if when the Phillies come
like
to town
Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday, if there is not 30,000-plus on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that then what's the reason that school is Friday night is not a school night. Saturday is not a school night. The weather, last check, I believe, is going to be actually really nice in Kansas
City.
Yeah,
not super hot.
It's not 107, I can tell you that, which is what it is going to be today in Vegas.
We'll be inside for a while.
The attendance numbers frustrate a lot of people, I think, because they see that the Reds over the weekend had 30,000 against the Royals, and then you come back to the K, and this is a team that for the first time in a decade has a chance to win a division, has a chance to make the postseason. They have a 75% chance to make the playoffs.
And that feels low, maybe, almost, based on where I think this team is. Okay, so here's what I honestly think is the real – so I do think it's kind of embarrassing. I think it's kind of embarrassing to have 13,000 people, only 13,000 people at the K in the middle of a playoff hunt, no matter the terrible opponent or the school night part of the problem. But what you said is absolutely true. What happened is they were so bad, you have no season ticket base, and they, like, or way lower season ticket base, and the corporations who will spend money to put a bunch of people in the seats for you spend it on other things, other events. I don't care. Like somebody said, like maybe they just spent it on a pickleball. It doesn't matter. They spent it elsewhere because it wasn't at the time worth it. I think that this is kind of disingenuous to pretend like Ned Yost in August didn't talk to the media and complain about the attendance in 2014.
And he got
times.
Crushed for it, by the
and
way.
And a year in which
he
they
crushed.
Went, to, he shouldn't have.
He got crushed.
It's fine for him to ask more people to come to the K.
There were columns written that crushed him for that. And yes, they all went on to win the World. They went on to win the World Series or
go to the World Series.
That particular season. Look, it's always a slippery slope. It's a tough spot to be in when you're a player or a coach, and you know, and if you're going to decide. And by the way, nobody this year is doing this. But if you're going to call out,
like
fans
Vinny did, got us close, and he like protected himself a little bit. He said he's like, you know, I'd like a lot of fans out here. You guys have been great. But I'd like a lot of fans out here, which is his way of saying, get more people in the seats, but like democratically, you know, and I understand that.
I think there's a lot of reasons why the attendance is what it do. Am I surprised that it hasn't been better than what it is? Yes. But do I recognize school being back? Do I recognize entertainment dollars and where things are at with people's disposable income? Do I also recognize that this goes back to the stadium location thing?
Yeah.
This is why I also think downtown baseball would be a good thing.
You mentioned
folks getting off of work and not making it. If you work downtown and you can walk a couple blocks to go to a stadium, I think that also would help. But the big attendance boost, I mean, this is not unique to Kansas City. The big attendance boost from a successful season, which is what they're about to have, or are having, I should say, that comes the following year. Go look at whether it's merchandise sales, whether it's TV radio ratings, whether it's actual ticket sales.
The
year after you win a World Series, you see that. The year after you go to the playoffs, you see that. But this weekend, I don't. There is no excuse. Like, if you don't have 30,000 Friday night, that's ridiculous.
Can I point out one thing that I think is happening societally that I think is impacting sports in general in the attendance of market? Because as we know, these teams are moving towards less seats, more big entertainment, more whole day entertainment gold, not more seats, more people in the stands. No, they're not going for that. They're going for more premium seating, more of an experiential thing than just come to the ballpark, get a hot dog, and sit in your normal seat. As someone who has a son who's getting ready to get into activities and a daughter who is in them, no kids' activity is for leisure anymore. It's out of control. I don't care if your kid is in soccer or baseball or dance or a Lego club. They do all of them. So like someone, I was talking to a salesperson in our building the other day. Their son just started tackle football and they're like 11 years old. Do you know how many times a week they practice tackle football at 11 years old? Four, with an optional fifth. That's nuts. Do you know how many times my daughter goes to dance a week? She goes, but four days a week. So it doesn't matter what the activity is. There is no what you and I used to do, Gold. We'd play one baseball game a week, and we'd practice maybe once a week. And I used to play 70 baseball games in the middle of a summer when summer would hit, and we'd be out there. I just think the activity, the lack of like casual activity doesn't exist in any capacity anymore.
I think there's some truth to that. Like I grew up with two sisters. They were taking three or four dance classes a week back in 2002 as well. So, like, I'll push back a little bit on that aspect. I think you're right on the sports end of it. I mean, I have three nephews, and we have an app now for their sports calendar just so we can all, as family members.
You have an app.
I have an app on my phone that they input, and that way I can pull it up, and I can see when my nephews have a practice, or mainly it's for games, but you get the point. I mean, and it is full just about every weekend. Like I can pull up on Saturday. You can see. I mean, this on Saturday. There's what is that? Like four different games between the nephews or whatever happening.
Why does he have three games? How many sports is he playing?
Yeah, I mean, three. One of my nephews has a soccer, baseball, and football game on the same day.
Okay, he might.
Isn't that crazy?
Need to get down to two sports.
So I
personal opinion.
Eventually, there.
That is
also, like,
I believe the nephew needs to get down to two sports, maybe one.
I think when they're 7 or 8 years old, I think it's fine. Eventually, you can maybe narrow the gap. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. But point being, I think there's some truth to what you're saying, but I don't know if it's something that's also brand new. It's also not – Kansas City's not the only market that has their kids in a bunch of activities. You know what I mean? So that's where I think there's truth to it. But why is – you know, St. Louis last night, their team's 5-6 back. They won on a walk-off. We watched that last night.
Yeah, we did.
They still, I think, outdrew Kansas City.
Someone wants to know the name of that schedule app. They need
Again, it's not. I didn't set it up. It's something my family uses for the kids, nephews. Time Tree. It's called Time Tree. Yep.
That sounds like a kid scheduling app.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says the move to premium seats is what's led to the lower attendance.
There's plenty of other options, though. You don't have to sit Diamond Club or sit lower level. I mean, there's
the entertainment has changed from when we were kids. In 2002, my entertainment options were less, Gold, than they are now.
Yeah.
What are, like, nosebleed seats?
Oh.
For a Royals game?
Yeah.
$20.
It's dynamic pricing, so this week it'll be a little bit more expensive
than
other games. Last night, though? I don't know, what, $16, $17 you probably could have got in?
I would guess. I mean,
$24 sometimes is the cheapest. It's dynamic pricing. Like, tonight's going to be more. Or tomorrow night,
Sorry.
Tomorrow night's going to be more.
Gotcha.
On Friday. I don't have the exact
They only have, like, 15 more. I mean, they don't even have that many home games remaining if you actually want to get out to the K. It depends on whether you go to the Royals actual site or if you go to a secondary ticket, Mark. I can still, right now, on the secondary ticket market. Get into Friday night's game against the Phillies for $15.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.